I have heard you say that whenever the ultimate spiritual explosion happens to a person, there starts a process which affects seekers like a chain reaction. Has this started around you? Are there people who are going to explode in the very near future?
All your meditation and all my stress and emphasis on meditation is just to make you open. Any moment you are open, and there will be transmission. Minor explosions happen daily. But minor explosions is only a glimpse. A glimpse of the center. That glimpse will not do. It can help, but don't be satisfied with it. Ordinarily, we become satisfied. There is a glimpse. One becomes satisfied. One makes it a treasury. Then one goes on remembering it. Then the glimpse is changed from the center to the periphery. Then it becomes a memory. Then you nourish it. Then you remember it. Then you feel elated by it. Then you always think when it will happen again. Then it has become a part of the periphery, of the memory. It is useless. Minor explosions can be fatal even if you nourish them as memories. Throw them. Forget them. Don't ask for their repetition. Only then the measure will be possible. Only then the total explosion will be possible. So there are minor explosions. But I never pay any attention to them. And you should not pay any attention to. Because a minor explosion becomes a part of the memory. It cannot destroy the memory. On the contrary, it can strengthen it. So small experiences, petty experiences will not do. Throw them. Unless the total is. Don't be contented. Before the ultimate, don't be satisfied. Remain discontent. Never remember anything that has happened. No experience should be accumulated and nourished. As it happens, throw it. Forget it. Go ahead. Unless the total explosion is nothing. Nothing short to that will do. So don't pay any attention. Things have happened. Things are happening. But I never talk about the minor explosions. Even someone comes to me and says that there is this minor explosion, I will just try to throw it. It should not be remembered. It will be a barrier. Throw it. Continue for the center. Unless you reach to the point from where there is no coming back, And when that point comes, it is never a part of memory. You remember only things which are last. That which is always with you, you need not remember. You never remember. You remember only things which are last. Really, you become aware only when the thing is last. If you say, I love you very much, be aware. Every possibility is that the love is ending. It may have gone really. It is only an echo of the past. That's why you emphasize, I love you very much. That very much is trying to fill up the gap. There is a gap. The love has gone. When love is, you feel it and live it. Silence is enough. When it is gone, you chatter about it. No, silence is not enough. On the contrary, in silence, the dead love will become exposed. In silence, you cannot hide it. So now you begin to chatter about it. Ordinarily, we are not speaking to tell things. Rather, on the contrary, we are speaking to hide things. In silence, you cannot hide. With words and the whole garbage, you can hide things. Whenever you become aware of any minor explosion, do not nourish the memory and do not long for its repetition. It is gone. It has become a part of the dead past. Throw it. Let the dead be buried and go ahead. And when the real explosion, the major explosion, the ultimate explosion happens, you will not remember it. You will not need to remember it. It will be you. It will be with you. It will be your center. It will be your being. You cannot forget it. There is no meaning of remembering or forgetting. And unless the major happens, minor have no meaning. They happen. They happen. And you also ask, are the people who are around me going through explosions? Yes, they are towards it. If they are not towards it, they cannot remain with me for long. They cannot continue. So whenever incapable ones come to me, either they will go by themselves or I will create situations in which they will go. With them, nothing can be done. But those who remain with me, continue with me, and I'll allow them to continue with me. I allow only if they are doers, if their understanding is deepening, if they are becoming more alert and aware. Of course, arduous is the path. There are faults. One goes one step and comes two steps back. It happens daily. The path is not straight. It is crisscross. And it is not on a on a plain. It is just like a hilly track. So many times you come to the same point, only on a bit higher level. But I allow only those to be near me. When I see possibilities, potentialities. Otherwise, I create situations in which they live by themselves. And it is very easy to create a situation for someone to leave. It is very difficult to create a situation for someone to stay. Everyone is ready to leave because to come to the center is really the only arduous adventure. And with me, there will always be in a struggle. With me, they cannot exist on the periphery. And their mind will try every method to be on the periphery. And with me, if they are to stay, they can only stay if they come towards the center. Even with me, when you are with me, the same play begins in a different way. You continue to be on the periphery and I continue to be on the center. The whole process is the same as it is happening in each one. Your being remains on the center and your ego remains on the periphery. And there is a struggle and tension. When you come to me, you become the periphery, I become the center, and the same struggle begins. But to be with me helps in many ways. If you can continue to be with me, even for some time, you will be able to continue with your being, with your center, more easily. Because same is the phenomena. There is no difference. When I talk to you, I talk to you as your center. When you are with me, it is as if you are with your center. And when one day you will explode to the center, then you will know. Before that you cannot know. Before that you will have just to trust me. When you will come to your center, then you will know that you have not lived with me before. You have lived in your center's reflection. But that comes only later on, when you go through it. But this will happen. Everyone is potentially capable. If he hinders himself, that's another thing. Otherwise, if you don't hinder yourself, if you are not an enemy to yourself, you are as capable as any Buddha. And the thing will happen.